मौनं व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैर् आवृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चाद्वेषविघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृता यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदिति तीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। उत्तिष्ठते जाग्रते प्राप्यवरान् निबोधते, दट् इस् द सजेशन् गिवन् बै दि शास्त्र फार् एनिवन् who complains that he is suffering out of samsara. It says, please wake up and find out whether samsara is there or not, whether suffering is there or not. So this is the message we understand from the entire Vedantic teaching, and this message was given by Bhagavan himself at the beginning of the manifestation of the creation. This message was given to Brahmaji, first born. The Brahmaji is now sharing this message to entire humanity. This is the context. When Narada Rishi asked his father, how you got this knowledge, what is the grandness of that reality? In the last 5 classes we are trying to understand that message. Now we will go to the exact portion of the Bhagavatam wherein this message is given. Shri Bhagavan uvacha, ahamevasam evagre nanyad yat sadasat param paschadaham yedetascha yovasishyetasosmyaham. Bhagavan reveals his nature to Brahmaji. He says, Aham eva agre asam. I alone exist before the creation. Before the manifestation of the creation, I alone exist. And we saw in the previous classes that the manifestation cannot be out of nothing. It should be out of something. And what is that something? Here Bhagavan says, I am that entity. I alone exist before the creation. Nanyate kinchana satasat param. Other than me, Nothing exists either as cause or as effect. Other than me, nothing exists either as cause or as effect. Param means Maya Shakti, that is Karana Prapanchaha. Sat Asat means Stula Sukshma Prapancha. Whatever was there, everything was included in me. Because according to our Vedanta, Maya Shakti, that is material cause of this creation, is not different from the Mayavi Bhagavan, conscious entity. For our understanding, we can understand in this way, Nidra Shakti is not different from the person who is going to sleep. Correct? So what was there before the projection of dream world? The dreamer was there. Along with the dreamer, there was a dreaming capacity, which we call as Nidra Shakti. So here Bhagavan says, before the projection of the world, I alone existed along with dreaming capacity, Maya Shakti. So Upanishad also says, Sadeva Saumya Idamagre Asit Ekameva Advitiyam Brahma. In Bhagavatam, it is in the first person singular. In the Upanishad, it is third person singular. Upanishad talks about the Karana. Here, Bhagavan himself talks about the Karana. In Bhagavatam, Bhagavan himself talks about the Karana. But the idea is same. If a child wants to know who is its parent, who will reveal it? Parents alone can. Similarly, here also Bhagavan says, I alone is the cause of your existence and the cause of existence of everything. I alone, that alone is very, very important. There is no second entity. And ekameva advitiyam. Not only I am the one entity, advitiyam. There is no part in me which can be separated from me. Advitiyam means what? Not second. So there is no division in me. I existed without any division. Why Bhagavan talks about this division? Because for any product to be created, we need two things. One is intelligent cause and material cause. So by telling advitiyam, aham eva, by telling aham eva or advitiyam, Bhagavan wants to say that I am the both material cause and the intelligent cause. Okay. After the, this is the condition before the projection of the creation. Then after the projection, what happened? Paschat, afterwards, srishtehe anantaram, after the srishti, yad edat api aham eva. Whatever is existing now, that also I alone. Vishwam api aham eva. This manifested creation also I alone. In this manifested creation, we find two things, entirely different things, two things we find. One is bhogya prapanchaha, inert objects which are meant for our consumption, bhogya prapanchaha, and another one is bhokta, a sentient entity, conscious entity called living beings. So both are I only. How can you, both are you, we saw in the previous classes, having projected this dream, what happened? The dreamer enters as the participant inside the dream. Correct? The dreamer himself enters as a participant, as an individual participant inside the dream. Similarly, anena jivena atmana anupravishya nama rupe vyakaravaniti. Having projected, the conscious entity itself has converted itself as an individual, then it participates as an individual. Mattah parataram nanyate kinjidasti dhananjaya. Other than me, nothing is there, in Gita Bhagavan says. And then what will happen after dissolution, after pralaya, what will happen? Yaha avashishyete saha api ahameva asmi. After the withdrawal of this entire projection of dream world, who exists? Dreamer exists. Where it is, it has gone? It has gone to the dreamer's mind. Similarly, here Bhagavan says, I alone remain after the dissolution of the creation. Imagine a clay talks about its own life. A pot talks about its history. I was there once upon a time as clay, you know. And I am there as clay only now also, you know. Then I will be there as clay only afterwards also. Correct? So it is our, for our understanding. That means what? I am the Trikala Satyam. I am the unnegatable truth. How can I be unnegatable truth? Before Srishti, I should be there. Why I should be there? Because Srishti is nothing but Srishti is nothing but a product. A product is nothing but result of manifestation of something which already exists. Out of nothing, Srishti cannot come. Therefore, out of something only, Srishti can come. What is that something? Existence is the something. Who will tell that I am existing? Only conscious entity can tell I am existing. Therefore, this existing entity must be a conscious entity. And after the creation also, whatever name and form this creation is getting doesn't have any separate existence different from the substance. Therefore, same substance only exists. The substance which was there before the creation, the same substance only exists during the creation also. Then after the dissolution, where this creation will go? Where the part will go? Where part will go? Part will go to clay only. What will go to? Clay only. So you can never dismiss the existence of the substance of a product. Creation is the product. Very, very important understanding. Creation is a given product. It is given. Why? Because you have not created. You are not the father. You are not the author of that creation. And it is a product because creation must be a product because it is intelligently put together, it has certain deliberation, it has some utility, it has some orderliness. So therefore, I am Trikala Satyam, I am Kala Atitaha. Once something is understood as beyond time, and that something which is beyond time must be what? Nityaha. Understood? It must be a Nityaha. It must be a nitya vastu. What is the meaning of anityaha? That which is subject to arrival and departure. Here, the substance, primordial substance, must be free from arrival and departure. And as explained by the Shastra, Bhagavan is the only entity, or consciousness is the only entity which is free from arrival and departure. Therefore, he is anantaha. Once he becomes nityaha and anantaha, the corollary is what? Purnaha is Purnaha. Purnaha means what? Which doesn't have any inadequacy, limitations. It is Anantaha. What about this creation? Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. It is a new name and form given for certain utility. It has some utility. We should understand that. Ritheertam yat pratiyete na pratiyete chatmani tadvidya adatmano mayam yatha bhaso yatha tamaha. If Bhagavan is the Trikala Satyam, most obvious entity and substance, how we miss that entity? You don't find anywhere, say, Bhagavan standing in bazaar or sitting in parlor. And we have refused that he cannot sit in even heaven. Okay. He cannot sit in even heaven. It doesn't, that idea doesn't stand the scrutiny. So how you miss? Bhagavan says, Atmanaha Mayam iti tadvidyat. It is due to one's own ignorance. Then the question comes, why I am ignorant? For this only there is no answer. You cannot ask anyone, why are you ignorant? He'll tell what? I don't know. Correct? If you ask anything, why you are ignorant? Any subject you ask anyone. Hey, I know that. Why you don't know? What he'll tell? I don't know. So, what is the reason for ignorance is illogical question. Therefore, there is no answer. Anyone can be ignorant of anything. And in fact, that is the birthright of every living being, including human being. That is why everybody is ignorant. For ignorance, there is another name called Maya. For ignorance, what is the name? Maya. Maya word will be used when we talk about the totality. Ignorance word will be used when we talk about our individual ignorance. So, Maya means ajnanam. What does it do? Covers the reality. before projecting the dream world, Maya power, that is Nidra Shakti, overpowers the person who is going for sleeping. Okay. What does it do first? It makes the dreamer to forget that he is dreaming. Correct? So it covers the reality. He is lying down in an AC room on a kurlan or karlan bed. Comfortably he is lying down. This is forgotten. Made to forget. Then projection happens. That Shakti, Maya Shakti, projects the unreal as a real entity. As long as you are a child or you are ignorant, you are carried away by the Nama Rupa. As long as the person is ignorant about his dreaming capacity, he is carried away by the dream character Nama Rupa. Once he is made to waken up, what he thinks? Chah, this is dream only. The chah, this is dream, comes when? After waking up. So Shastra says, get up. Get up from what? From the Nidra. And according to Shastra, we are sleeping always. Humanity is sleeping. In sleep, three types of sleep. One is with open eyes, another is with closed eyes, another is without even the idea that I am closing the eyes. Got the point? Waker world is with open eyes. Dream world is with closed eyes. Even though these physical eyes are closed, another eyes are opened. Dream individual eyes are opened. And third one is deep sleep. So, we go through varieties of sleep daily. Getting up means what? We are dreaming with open eyes. Then going to sleep means what? We may go to sleep with closed eyes, or we may be in real sleep. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Yete rite artham vastavam artham vina api atmani pratiyete. That which projects something unsubstantial as a reality, and yadu na pratiyete cha, that which itself doesn't have any real existence, tat atmanaha maya miti vidhi. Know that entity as maya shakti of me. Atmanaha can be used to Bhagavan also, because Bhagavan is talking here, Narayana is talking. Maya shakti, which expresses as one's own ignorance, doesn't have any substantiality. It doesn't have substantiality means what? It doesn't have any existence. It cannot stand from the away from the reality. It belongs to the reality. It belongs to the Lord, or it belongs to the conscious entity. Therefore, ignorance or Maya Shakti covers the reality, even though it is sustained by the reality. You see, pot covers the clay, even though pot is sustained by clay. You understand? Pot covers the clay, even though pot is sustained by clay. When we say pot covers the clay, is it really covered? Pot covers the clay, when we say, is the clay really covered? No. Our vision of clay is covered. Pot cannot cover the clay. But when we say pot covers the clay, what does it mean? The vision of clay is covered by the pot. Marattai maraitadu mamada yanai, marattil maraindadu mamada yanai. Parattai maraitadu par mudal bhutam, parattil maraindadu par mudal bhutam. This is one Tamil poem from a great saint, Thirumandiram. So there he says, the saint says, Marattai, that is wood, is covered by elephant. When it is understood, elephant is dissolved into the wood. Imagine a child enters a home, suddenly it sees elephant and it screams. The owner of the house was a carpenter. Hearing the scream of a child, the carpenter comes, "Why you are afraid? Elephant, elephant," like that. Then the carpenter says, "It is not elephant, it is wood." Before understanding it is wood, the wood was covered by the elephant. Is it truth? Is it truth? The vision of wood was covered by the elephant. Correct? Once the child is taught the vision of wood is comes back to the mind. So where elephant goes, elephant is dissolved in that wood. Similarly, parattai maraitadu par mudal bhutam. Param means Bhagavan. Bhagavan is covered by this creation. When we say Bhagavan is covered by this creation, what does it mean? The vision of Bhagavan is covered by this creation. When a person is woken up to the reality, where this creation goes? Into the Bhagavan, the vision of Bhagavan. It dissolves into the vision of Bhagavan. That is why Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shapakecha Panditaha Samadarishinaha. They see only samatva, samatva, only one reality. Sama means reality. Even if they come across varieties of different things. Vidya Vinaya Sampannaha Brahmanaha, cultured, educated person, they see what? Bhagavan only. Shuni chaiva shvapakecha, chandale also, one who dog eater, one who eats dog, in him also the same reality they see. Who see? Pandita. The people who are woken up to the reality see. So, pot namarupa covers the vision of clay, even though the pot is sustained by clay. Or, one more example, cloud covers sun, even though sun sustains the cloud. Do you agree? You agree and you should not agree also. Cloud covers the sun, even though cloud is sustained by the sun. Do you agree? Yes. Cloud is sustained by the sun only. But cloud cannot cover the sun, because sun is very huge. But our vision of sun is covered by the cloud. Even to say that cloud is covering the sun, we should have sunlight. Understood? We should have sunlight, then only we can say we know the very existence of cloud due to sunlight. Similarly, here also, the very existence of Namarupa is because of what? Because of the reality. So, Namarupa is taken as the reality as long as ignorance exists. And once this ignorance is removed by vichara, ignorance is always removed by vichara, enquiry. Very ignorance is depend upon the reality, and very maya shakti is depend upon the conscious entity called Lord. It doesn't have separate existence. Yatha abhasaha, yatha tamaha. Bhagavan gives one example. I, the consciousness alone, sustains both ignorance and knowledge. Even to say I am ignorant, I should be conscious entity and I should be a knowledgeable person. What knowledge I should have? I don't know is a knowledge. When I say I don't know English, that means what? I know that I don't know English. When I say I know English, that means what? When I say I am wise, that also is sustained by consciousness only. So, both ignorance and knowledge are sustained by I, the consciousness. That's why scripture says, Bhagavan has both type of maya. One is avidya maya and another is vidya maya. Both are maya of the Lord. Avidya maya, ignorance, binds an individual by covering his own infinite nature and projecting him as a limited body-mind complex. So, it covers our infinitude and projects our nature as though we are body-mind complex. Vidya maya means atma jnanam, makes a person free by revealing his own real nature and by destroying the ignorance about the infinitude. So, both dreaming capacity and waking capacity belong to whom? To the same, one and the same individual. While dreaming, the individual is overpowered by nidra shakti and considers himself as a limited individual inside the dream. Instead of knowing himself as the creator of entire dream world, he considers himself as an individual inside the dream world. But when we wakes up him, this delusion is destroyed, power of nidra shakti is withdrawn, then he comes to know the fact that he is the creator of dream world. Do you agree? Every individual is the creator of dream world. Therefore, scripture says, wake up to the reality. Uttishtate, jagrate, prapyavaran, nibodate, ಕ್ಷುರಸ್ಯ ಧಾರಾ ನಿಶಿತಾತುರತ್ಯಯ ದುರ್ಗಂ ಪತಸ್ತತ್ ಕವಯೋ ವದಂತಿ. ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಈಸಿ, ಬಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜಾಗ್ರತ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ವೇಕರ್ಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಓಪನ್ ಐಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್. ಕ್ಷುರಸ್ಯ ಧಾರಾ ನಿಶಿತಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಈಸಿ, ಯು ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್, ಬಟ್ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ದೇಹಾಭಿಮಾನ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ, ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್? ಏ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್? ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಯು, ಅಂಡ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಯು ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್, ವೆರಿ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್, ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್? ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್? ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು, ವೆನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಗೈನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಇನ್ ಗೀತಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಾನ್ ಪರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯ ಮಾಂ ಏಕಂ ಶರಣಂ ವ್ರಜ ಅಹಂ ತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವ ಪಾಪೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮೋಕ್ಷಯಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಮಾ ಶುಚಃ. ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಯು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪಾಪಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ, ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಹೌ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಐ? ದ ಸರೆಂಡರರ್ ಈಸ್ ಐ. ಹೌ ಕೆನ್ ಯು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಐ? ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಅನ್ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಐ ಬೈ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಂಬಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್. ಇನ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದಿ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಜನರಲಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟೂ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ. ವಿ ಐದರ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಐದರ್ ವಿ ಗೈನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಐದರ್ ವಿ ಗೈನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಐದರ್ ವಿ ಗೈನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಆಫ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್, ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡೂವರ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್? ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್, ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್, ದೇರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಡೂವರ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಡೂಯರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಎಂಜಾಯರ್, ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್? ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಗೈನಿಂಗ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದಟ್, ಯಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಇನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್? ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್. ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್? ದ ಡೂವರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್? ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಸ್ ಎ ಕರ್ತ. ಇಫ್ ಕರ್ತ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್, ದೇರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಕರ್ತ. ಸೊ ಕರ್ತ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಸ್ ಭೋಕ್ತ. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಹೋಮ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ತನು ಮನು ಧನ ಸಬ್ ಕುಚಿ ತೇರಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಲೋ ಸೇಸ್ ತನು ಮನು ಧನ ಸಬ್ ಕುಚಿ ತೇರಾ ಡೈಲಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ಯು ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಶೋಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ಆರ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್. ದ ಆಕ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್? ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸರೆಂಡರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇದಗಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಯದಯಂ ಆತ್ಮ. this knowledge is called real surrendering. But people cannot understand this concept, therefore they have created a process of surrendering, like going to temple. When you go to temple, there is a garbhagriha, and inside the garbhagriha, sanctum sanctorum, murti is there, Bhagavan's murti is there, but you cannot have vision. There will be a screen, and inside the screen, one pujari will be doing something, and you will wait because of your bhakti. If not now, at least after 5 minutes, I will get darshan. So when a bhakta waits with nama sankirtana, doing bhajan and other thing, then pujari removes the screen. What he does after removing the screen? He does one arati. Because garbhagriha is always dark, so he lights the lamp and he rings the bell also and chants the mantra and says, natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyato bhanti kutoyam agnihi. Arati mantra it is. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyato bhantihi kutoyam agnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Oh Bhagavan, please forgive me. Because you exist, because you shine, I am standing here as a shining entity, existing entity, forgetting that I am trying to show you to others through another shining entity called Arati Deepa. And you cannot be shown either by, you cannot be revealed either by Chandra or Nakshatra or Vidyut, that is lightning. So nothing can reveal you. Everything is revealed by your presence. Please forgive me. Similarly, this Shariram, Shastra says, this Shariram is temple. Our mind is Garbhagriha. Inside that Garbhagriha, consciousness is there. That's why I can say I am existing, there is no God. Like that, to say also, you need consciousness. So Antaryami is Murti, and Jivaha, individual, is Bhaktaha, and of course Ajnanam, ignorance or Maya, is screen. When Bhaktaha sings the Lord's glory, Nama Sankirtanam is done, Bhakti is done, then Guru, who happened to be Pujari, so he rings the bell called Pranava Mantra, and Deeparatana is compared to teaching knowledge. When knowledge happens, Ishvara Darshanam happens. Yatha Mahanti Bhutani Bhuteshu Uchavacheshvanu Pravishtani Apravishtani Tathateshu Nateshvaham. A question may come, okay, Bhagavan has become this creation. Is it a real or is it projection? A dreamer projects the dream. Is it real or projection? Please tell. Real. Real. As long as you don't get up, it is real. Once you get up only, it is projection. With regard to Bhagavan, is it real or is it projection? Bhagavan says it is projection, because I never forget. You fellows, when you go to dream, you forget that you are dreaming, therefore you are in trouble. Even though I dream continuously, lying on the Ananta Shayana, Yoga Nidra, I don't forget. So Bhagavan says here that creation is not reality, it is a projection. Because creation is modification, we have seen. What is the creation? It is a product. Product means modification. Modification can be two types of modification. One is real modification, another is apparent modification. Real modification means milk becomes curd. Apparent modification is rope becomes snake. Understood? So in Sanskrit, parinami karanam va or vivarta karanam va. Ishvaraha parinami karanam va, vivarta karanam va. whether Ishvara becomes this creation in reality or Ishvara appears to become this creation. If Ishvara becomes this creation in reality, what happens? Once the creation has come, what happens? Ishvara is died. Ishvara is gone. Once curds have come, milk is gone. Similarly, if Ishvara is real karanam, then Ishvara has trouble. Modification happens. Asti jayate vardate viparinamate apakshiyate vinashyati. Yelli ogtru. Sitogtru. Bhagavan already died. So if Bhagavan is parinami karanam, then that Bhagavan will be subject to limitations and destructions. As nimitta karanam, creator, he has to take the responsibility of the creation. He is the person who is responsible for creation. So he has to take the responsibility of creation. That means what? He has to take the responsibility of all sufferings of the humanity and other species, and he has to take the responsibility of evil condition of this creation. And he will be affected by that evilness of the world. So all Semitic religion has this problem only. So for them, Bhagavan is only intelligent cause. So he has to take the responsibility. Why he has created, when I ask, they don't have answer for that. Don't ask this question, they say. In gentle way they say, it is his sweet will. Hey, for his sweet will should I suffer? If this is the sweet will, means what sweet will it is? A lot of terrorism and so many other evil things are going on everywhere. What sweet will it is? So if Bhagavan becomes a real cause, then problem is what? He has to take responsibility of the condition of the product. As nimitta karanam, he will be affected by the sufferings and evilness of the creation. As upadana karanam, since he is going to undergo the modification, he will die. Then the creation has same order of reality. If the conversion of conscious entity into this creation is this creation will be real, correct? If it is real conversion, curds is real, milk also was real, correct? The order of reality of curds is exactly like the order of reality of milk. But the order of reality of snake is not exactly like the rope. So, if the creation is a real conversion, then Bhagavan will have problem. Therefore, Bhagavan himself says, Brahmaji, don't think that it is a real creation. Real creation means what? That which has equal status, that which has same order of reality. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu uchava cheshvanu pravishthani apravishthani. He gives an example. In human body, all the five elements are there. Akasha is there, fire is there, and water, prithivi, everything is there. Prithivi da jasti ide, especially the mud is more, okay, especially in thinking faculty for humanity, mud is more, prithivi is more. So Bhagavan says, is it real entering? Fire is there in our stomach. That means what? Fire has entered your stomach. Is this entering the stomach is reality or appearance? If it is reality, other stomach we should not have fire. Correct? And outside the world there is no fire at all. Because fire has entered. Fire has entered. So Bhagavan says here, it has entered at the same time not entered. Entered at the same time not entered. Here Bhagavan says, Aham teshu at the same time aham na teshu. I am inside the creation at the same time I am not inside the creation. It is like, imagine a dreamer talks. I was inside the dream, at the same time I was not inside the dream. Do you accept? It's a fact. He was inside the dream, at the same time, he was not inside the dream. Similarly, here Bhagavan says, Aham Teshu, I am inside the creation, at the same time, I am not inside the creation, I am not affected by the creation. That means what? The creation must be a projection. Correct? The creation must be projection. In Gita, Bhagavan says, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidya kartaram avyayam. Arjuna, understand. Clearly understand. What should you understand? That I have created this creation with Chaturvarna. I am the author of this creation. And I am not the author of this creation. Same shloka he says. Chaturvarnya maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram. I did not do it. This self-contradictory words can be reconciled by only one way. What is that? That product must be a projection. It should not have same order of reality. Creation is merely an apparent entity. It doesn't have same order of reality. Therefore, consciousness is not affected by the condition or evilness or destruction of the creation. In another place, Bhagavan says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastitaha nachamastani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram. Everything I have pervaded, everything is in me, I am not in them. How you understand? Everything is in me, I am not in them. Mastani sarva bhutani, entire bhutas are in me, nachamastani bharata, they don't stay in me. Then, nachamastani bhutani, pashyame yogam aishwaram. This is called yogam aishwaram yogam, maya shakti. It is the glory of that entity. It is all very simple to understand. If you keep dream in your mind as an example, every statement is understandable. Maya tadamidam dream. I am pervading entire dream. Correct? Mastani sarvabhutani. Entire dream world in me. I am not inside the dream. I am inside the dream also. I am not inside the dream. Understood? Entire dream is pervaded by the dreamer. Dreamer is inside and dreamer is not inside also. Dream means Srishti. Bhagavan doesn't say always Srishti is there. Shastra doesn't say always Srishti is there. There will be Srishti, there will be Pralaya, there will be again Srishti, there will be Pralaya. Understood? So, entire creation is Mithya. This is another viewpoint of understanding this creation as Mithya. One viewpoint I told, that which doesn't have substantiality is Mithya. That which doesn't have substantiality, part is Mithya. Why? Because it doesn't have anything different from the substance. Therefore, it is Mithya. Here another standpoint is what? It has lower order of reality. This is another standpoint. Same idea is conveyed through various standpoints by Vedantic scriptures. So, entire creation is Mithya. It cannot affect the Satyam. Dream tiger cannot pounce upon me, Bhagavan says. Is it okay? We also say, dream tiger pounce upon me, but at the same time, I was not affected by that dream tiger. You accept? Yeah. Same, Bhagavan says, even though world is there, apparently as different from me, whatever is happening in the world, I am not get affected. Asangoham, 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 punah punaha, sachidananda rupoham, ahameva, aham avyayaha. Because I am my order of reality is what? Higher than the order of reality of the creation. Dreamer's order of reality is higher than the dream. That is why scripture can happily say, after describing like this creation has come, 14 lokas were created and one segment of humanity is created like this, like that storytelling. Afterwards what it says? Na jayate mriyate va vipaschit na yam kutaschit na bhabuva kaschit. Happily it says. Otherwise only pagals only will talk, you know. Mad people only can contradict their own words. Not the Bhagavan, not scripture. But if you find that Bhagavan and scriptures contradicting their own statements within one statement, within one sentence, they contradict their own statement, means what? It requires probing. It requires probing. That's why the scripture which reveals that Bhagavan is the source of entire creation, the same scripture says there is no creation at all. Not only that, if anybody sees the creation, they will go to death. So, mrityo, mrityo maapnoti. Then if it is no creation at all, why you talked about so much about creation? Shastra says, because you have an idea that there is a creation. From your level only I should start. Alphabet I should start, na? What is the alphabet? When you come to teacher, what you tell? I am in samsara. World is troubling me. If the teacher, very first class itself, it says, if he says, there is no world at all are projected by your mind, you will think, teacher is sarad udraru. Enna? Swami? Sarad udraru. Teacher ke enna ayiru. So to make you comfort, yes, Shastra says, our teacher accepts your notion that there is a world. Once accepting that there is a world, you are comfortable, because you can relate with the person who understands your problem. So he sit in front of him. Then the teacher brings one more entity which you are not at all aware of. Who is that entity? Creator. So to bring that creator entity, so he has to prove that this is creation is product. Understood? This creation is product. It is a given product. Given by whom? That is the person. It's a conscious entity. Then once the consciousness comes, or the substantiality, substance of the creation is talked about, happily you can convert the creation as a nama rupa. You say, the ring is troubling me, this ring is troubling me, this ring is troubling me. The goldsmith says, suppose, there is no ring, only gold. You will get away and go away. So he also should say, yes, the ring will trouble you because it is small. It is therefore it is troubling you. Then what do you mean by ring? He asked the question. This is golden ring, sir. Golden ring, sir. Golden ring means what? Substance is made as an adjective. Adjective is made as the substance. Ring is this adjective or substance? I told you. Ring is not a noun. Gold is noun. Ring is form. In English, golden ring, when we say, what, where is the noun? It is a wrong statement. Golden ring is a wrong statement. I have taken this class, correct? So golden ring, when we say, it is a wrong statement, because there is nothing called ring, only gold is there. Ring is nama rupa. Understood? So Shastra can say happily that there is no creation. How? If there is the creation is reality, Shastra cannot negate, because no reality can be negated. The very fact that Shastra say negates the creation, that means what? It is mithya, negatable. Mithya means what? That which is negatable, even though it is appearing. Sunrise is mithya. When I say what? Even though it is experienced, even though it is appearing, it is negatable. Because if it is truth, it cannot be negatable. Truth cannot be negatable. Why? Because that which is not negatable is called truth. So, Shastra can say happily, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. In Gita, in Kathopanishad, na jayate mriyate va vipaschit. Nayam kutaschinna bhabuva kaschit. And in Shastra, the same idea in one Shanti mantra, it is expressed. Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachade, పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాహ శిష్యతి. ఎక్స్ ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు ఇన్ఫినిట్, వై ఆల్సో ఇన్ఫినిట్. అధహ పూర్ణ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఎక్స్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్, ఇదం వై, దట్ ఈస్ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. హౌ కెన్ టూ ఇన్ఫినిట్స్, హౌ కెన్ టూ ఇన్ఫినిట్స్? పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణం ఉదచ్చితే. వై హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్. ఆఫ్టర్ టేకింగ్ అవే వై ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్, ఎక్స్ రిమైన్స్ ఎక్స్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఆఫ్టర్ టేకింగ్ వై ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్, ఎక్స్ రిమైన్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ సేమ్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వై డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ వెయిట్. అండర్స్టాండ్? పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణం ఉదచ్యతే, పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవ అవశిష్యతే. ఎక్స్ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. హౌ? సిన్స్ వై ఈస్ అపియరెన్స్. నేహ నానాస్తి కించన స మృత్యో మృత్యుమాప్నోతి. యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ యు డోంట్ నో ద రియాలిటీ, యు ఆర్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు బాండేజ్. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ వేకెన్ అప్ టు ది రియాలిటీ, యు నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ నిత్య శుద్ధ బుద్ధముక్త స్వరూప ఆత్మ. ఇన్ రియాలిటీ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఫార్ అపియరెన్స్ యూర్ అపియర్ టు బి లిమిటెడ్ ఎంటిటీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ న నిరోధో న చోత్పత్తి న బద్ధో న చ సాధక న ముముక్షు న వై ముక్త ఇత్యేష పరమార్థత. యువర్ బాండేజ్ ఇస్ ఏ వ్యూ పాయింట్. లైక్ ఏ యువర్ ఐడియా దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఫాదర్, ఐఎమ్ మదర్ ఇస్ ఏ వ్యూ పాయింట్. ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ. ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆస్క్ ఆర్ యూ ఫాదర్, యూ విల్ టెల్ ఎస్ ఐ ఫాదర్. ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆస్క్ ఆర్ యూ ఫాదర్ ఓన్లీ, యూ విల్ టెల్ వాట్? నో, I am father also, son also, brother also, husband also, like that. So also, also, also when you added, everything becomes a role. So your limitation also has to be considered as role. Therefore, happily Shastra can negate your bondage. It negates na nirodaha na cha utpatti. There is no destruction, dissolution. Why? There is no creation. Na baddha, there is no body in bondage. Na cha sadhakaha, therefore there is no sadhaka at all. Why? There is no mukti at all. Dangerous statement, these are all very dangerous statement. There is no mukti at all. Poi saapradu idli dosa saapradu illa. Understood? Paramarthataha, he says, na nirodho na chotpattihi na cha sadhakaha న బద్ధ నచ సాధక న ముముక్షు నవై ముక్త ఇది ఏషా పరమార్థ. ఇన్ రియాలిటీ యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫ్రీ. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ట్రయింగ్ టు నో. అండ్ అదర్ దాన్ ట్రయింగ్ టు నోలో దా ఎల్లా థింగ్ వందుడు. కర్మయోగ కమ్స్, యువర్ లైఫ్ కమ్స్, యువర్ వాల్యూ కమ్స్. సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ది హ్యావ్ పుట్ ఆల్ యువర్ స్ట్రగుల్ ఈజ్ ఫార్ వాట్? నాట్ టు గెట్ సంథింగ్ యాజ్ ఫ్రీడమ్, బట్ టు నో దట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫ్రీ. హియర్ భగవాన్ కన్క్లూడ్స్ ది టీచింగ్. ఏతావదేవ జిజ్ఞాస్యం తత్వజిజ్ఞాసునాత్మన అన్వయ వ్యతిరేకాభ్యాం యత్స్యా సర్వత్ర సర్వత. భగవాన్ సేస్ ఏతావది ఏవ తత్వజిజ్ఞాసునా జిజ్ఞాస్యం. దిస్ మచ్ ఓన్లీ ఎ సీకర్ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్. హౌ మచ్? హీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఓన్లీ త్రీ థింగ్స్. What is the reality of the Lord, real nature of the Lord? What is the reality of himself? And what is the reality of this creation? What is the reality? Idagam sarvam is equal to Ishwaraha is equal to Aham. Aham. All becomes three triangle. Now we made it now one line. Synonyms. All the three things, creation and creator and I the persecuted entity by the creation and by the creator, now it is made to understand that it is one and the same. When we understand these principles, then we find the truth that all the three are one and the same. They appear to be different due to ignorance, ड्यू टू माया शक्ति इन रियालिटी यत् अन्वय व्यतिरेकाभ्याम सर्वत्र सर्वता स्यात् तदेव आत्मा इति दैट विच एग्जिस्ट ऑलवेज इन स्पाइट ऑफ अपेरेंट मॉडिफिकेशंस दैट विच इज नॉट अफेक्टेड बाय द प्रोसेस ऑफ सृष्टि नो दैट एज ए कॉन्शियस एंटिटी विच हैपन्स टू बी योर ओन रियल नेचर and if a person sadhaka is uttam adhikari a qualified person he will understand 6 manara pesirukkom idu he will understand if he is a uttam adhikari if not shastra says try to qualify yourself even if at present you don't understand a simple faith that bhagavan will not tell lie you should have if you have simple faith he will understand this in course of time what is that simple faith bhagavan will not tell lie imagine a possibility bhagavan tells lie where will you go where will you go when we say bhagavan will not tell lie means what shastram doesn't tell lie because shastram is bhagavan's words whether it is lie or not how you will find out It stands our scrutiny. No idea of any scripture stands our scrutiny except Vedantic scripture. So, with faith in his words, try to understand his principles. And if you are qualified, immediately it will be a knowledge for you. If you are not qualified at present, then you try to qualify yourself with the faith that what you do if you don't understand we will tell it is wrong we reject shastra says give the benefit of the doubt to the bhagavan give the benefit of the doubt to the bhagavan question your own qualification and understanding capacity and if you find that you are not up to the mark in qualification sadhana chatushtaya sampatti qualify yourself एतन्मतं समातिष्ठ परमेन समाधिना भवान् कल्पविकल्पेषु न विमुह्यति कर्हिचित् भगवान् नारायण सेस् टु ब्रह्माजी हियर इफ् यू आर् अब्सार्व्ड् इन् दिस् रियालिटी एण्ड् इफ् यू हेव् मेड् दिस् रियालिटी दिस् नालेज् एस् युवर् ओन् प्रापर्टी देन् यु विल् नेवर् बी इन्फाचुएटेड् बै एनी टैप् आफ् आक्षन् Even if you perform a greatest action called creator action, Brahmaji's action is the tireless, you know. Every moment, human beings themselves, how many people are born in the world? Some lakhs, ne? So, you imagine every second, Bhagavan Brahmaji is producing lakhs of pots. How much capacity? Varieties are. It is in human species and other species. You imagine how many chickens are born, how many fishes are born, how many crocodiles are born, how many monkeys are born. So all are department of Brahmaji. So very hectic department is department. Bhagavan says, even though you are hectic in your activities, you will not be infatuated by the actions. No activity will create kartritva buddhi in your mind. Therefore, you will not be affected by the karma phalam. When Bhagavan told, if you understand and if you keep this wisdom firmly in your mind, then you will not be affected like that. Immediately Brahmaji got a tension. Hey Bhagavan, don't say add if. Bless me that I will understand and I will be firm in this knowledge. If the responsibility is given to Brahmaji. When you add if, the responsibility is given to Brahmaji, the student. So student says, don't say if, you bless me that I will understand and I will not forget this knowledge. So with that blessing, you give me this responsibility, I am ready to do that responsibility. Then Bhagavan blessed, astute madanagraha. It will be firm in your mind because first person himself confusion means what will happen, you tell. Where you will go? Anartha Parampara only continue. So, all right, Bhagavan told now, Now I have blessed you that this knowledge will be firm in you and you will not be affected by that. So come, you play along with me in Srishti Leela. Because one companion is necessary. So, Bhagavan gives that responsibility of being a creator. And Brahmaji was very confident in the power of this wisdom, in the power of grace of the Lord. What is that grace of the Lord? In one class I saw, I told in one class, there cannot be any other grace other than knowledge. Grace is always knowledge. Therefore, with all confidence, he now, he says to Naradji, all this conversation is what? Between Naradji, reported by Shuka Maharishi to Parikshit, reported by Suta Muni to Saunakadi Rishis, and now reported by Swami to all of you. So, idam bhagavatam nama yanme bhagavato oditam sangrahoyam vibhuti nam tvamedat vipuli kuru. He says to Narada, Narada, these are all happened when creation was projected. I have answered all your questions. What was the question of Narada Rishi? How you are born? Why you are worshipping some other entity? Who is that entity greater than you? And please tell the reality of the creation and all other questions he asked. So all the questions are answered. And here Brahmaji says to Narada, see, I have told you very briefly. It will not be enough for the general mind to understand. So tvam etat vipuli kuru. You elaborate it and give it to the humanity. With what attitude you should give this Bhagavatam, this wisdom to the humanity? Yatha haro bhagavati nrunam bhaktir bhavishyati iti. Yatha haro bhagavati nrunam bhaktihi bhavishyati. Let all people develop the devotion to the reality. Let all people come to the Lord. Iti sankalpaya varnaya. With this intention, if you tell all over years these words, your words, they also will get devotion to the Lord in their own way. Initially karma rupa bhakti, then upasana rupa bhakti, then vichara rupa bhakti, finally jnana rupa bhakti, jnana nishta rupa bhakti. Generally all our bhaktis are karma rupa bhakti. Going to temple and other doing puja and other things are all bhakti, but action. Then if you stop going to temple and start meditating, that is what? Upasana rupa bhakti. Then that also you stop and start questioning. Jignasa rupa bhakti, vichara rupa bhakti. Then after understanding, you do bhakti as a jnani. What it is? Jnana rupa bhakti. So whatever it may be, the level of the bhakti, but yatha nrinam haro bhaktihi bhavishyati iti sankalpaya varnaya. Let all come to the Lord and have fulfillment. That must be the intention of the teacher. It is a teaching for the teacher. It is a teaching for the future teacher. With what attitude you should talk? The attitude that let everybody be happy by finding their own real nature. Now, Narada Bhagavan got this. It's the greatest secret also. And he is lodalotta. He cannot keep he cannot keep any secret with him. And he is wandering person also. And unless he shares with someone, his head will be very weighty. So he was searching someone. And finally he found our Vyasacharya, who was worried about how I can keep the welfare of the humanity. Like that one story we saw initially. So Narada comes to Vyasa Rishi and shares this wisdom. Then Vyasa Rishi still elaborated, made this 18,000 and odd shlokas, same item only, through varieties of stories it will be repeated. That Vyasacharya gave this wisdom to Shukacharya, Shukacharya to Parikshit. Like that the story comes. With this, second chapter is over. Yesham saiva bhagavan dayate danantaha sarvatmana ashrita pado yadi nirvelikam te dustarami अतितरन्ति च तेव माया नैषां ममाहमिति धी श्वसृगाळभक्षे. The conclusion is beautiful. To whomsoever the Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, Bhagavan is gracious, they surrender to the Lord in absolute sincerity at his lotus feet. By surrendering to the Lord, these devotees overcome Lord's Maya Shakti, overcome their own ignorance, and they don't entertain the idea of I and mine with regard to their body, which is going to be food for dogs and jackals. So many ideas are there. To whomsoever Bhagavan is gracious, they get this devotion, they get this interest to know the reality, and when they surrender to the Lord, who is in the form of Shastra, and when they do Jnana Vichara, they overcome this power of Maya Shakti. Then after overcoming the power of Maya Shakti, what is the phala? That they will not entertain the idea I and mine. With regard to what? With regard to this body. The body happened to be food for dog and jackals. We never say idli, I am idli, I am idli. We say, but after 4 hours we say this. When we take idli, we don't say I am idli, okay? When after 4 hours this idli becomes one with our stomach, what is a? I am idli. So this confusion goes away by developing the devotion, whatever may be the level of our devotion. Devotion must be there. With this, second chapter is completed. We will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णवशोचनं नृणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गोविंदा.